This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Well, looking out the window today, there's no blue skies. The lawn isn't green. If you live in the Northeast, we are in the midst of a little quick running storm, 3 to 6 inches. The ground is pretty this morning from what I could see. Still dark out, but it's the way this winter has been. Up and down, up and down, up and down. So it doesn't want to quite let go, and I'm still concerned. We've got 10 days yet to go through the month. Haven't seen a big storm, so it could be right around the corner. Maybe we'll get away with it, but you never know. So we'll think positive, and as my dad always said, all that snow, man, are we going to have a good garden this year? And I would say, with all the snow, it's going to be melted, Dad. And he said, yeah. But as the snow falls, it picks up the nitrogen that's in the air, brings it down, and puts it into your garden, into the lawn, to help to make them to grow better. So it's free, poor man's fertilizer. And right now we'll take it. Later on we won't, or we don't want to. But right now, we'll take all that free fertilizer we can, because we're starting to think about gardening. 30 days away from the official first day of spring. Wow. Can't come fast enough for me. It's been a long winter so far, but not that bad of a winter. So we've got to look at it on the positive side. And those of you that receive our newsletter, next week, we'll have the list of when to plant everything if you're going to be starting them indoors, and the ones that you plant out in the yard. So we'll give you all of that information in the newsletter. So if you have friends and neighbors that do gardening and don't receive the newsletter, tell them to sign up for it. It's free. Free. And I know they'll get a lot of information. Just in this newsletter, there's a ton of work, but I know that you will appreciate it. Now, if you're anxious and you want to start, onions is something that you can grow now. My father got me hooked on growing onions, and it makes a big difference when you're growing onions by seed to the little bulb. We can go to the garden center, hardware store, and you can buy these little nylon mesh bags of either red onions, white onions, or the yellow onions. Stick them in the ground, and they'll do pretty good. I mean, they'll get about maybe 3 inches in diameter, because what that is, they started the seed for you in Holland. That's where those onions come from. And they grow till they get to be about the size of your thumb. When they get to be the size of your thumb, they spray the foliage of a plant to make it go dormant. And once the onion bulb goes dormant, Then they dig them out of the ground. They wash them, and they treat them with a fungicide, so there's no rotting in that process. They're put into a nylon bag by weight, and then you just plop them in the ground, and they'll start to grow again. Well, I'll tell you, if you grow them by seed, I guarantee you that you will have bigger onions. And you start them now. And you don't need anything fancy. You just need a sterilized seed tray packet. Get yourself a bag of the Espoma seed starting soil with the beneficial microbes. And just scatter your seeds. Or you can plant them in rows. I like to plant them in rows. And that's easier for trimming. And you heard right. When it comes up, the onion will look like grass. Just a little thin shoot. And you're going to wait till it gets to be about 3 inches high. And when it's 3 inches high, you take out your scissors and you trim it to an inch and a half. And take all that foliage that you're trimming from the plant and throw it in a tossed salad. Whoa, what some good flavor. And what happens is, instead of the onion getting taller and taller and taller, it will send some energy down to the bulb, which is going to be tiny at that point, and the growth of the onion will become larger and larger. And when it gets back up to 3 inches, you prune it again. And by the time you're going to be setting out these seedlings, the bulb will be about half the size of a marble. And at that point, you'll let the foliage get up to be about 3 inches. You set them out in the garden. And because it's been continuously growing, it seems to grow a bigger onion. And the first year, when my father started growing them by seed, he planted a row by seed and a row by the little bulbs that you can buy. And it was like night and day. I would guess they were probably 50% larger in size. And the other thing is they kept better. There was very little rotting on them. They kept very, very well. So if you want to try something good, then you try these seedlings. And if you're not able to start your onions indoors at this point, if you go to some of the box stores, they'll have bunches of onions that they've already started for you. They'll have the red, they'll have the white, and they'll have the yellow. Now, the onion, I always plant three different types of onions. I plant the red because I like the flavor, and I like the color and the taste in the tossed salad. It just brings out that flavor a little bit better, gives it a lot of color to the green veggies in the salad. And then you plant the white or yellow that's sweet. And then for the fun of it, you can buy an onion called Kelsey, K-E-L-S-E-Y. And this is one that you want to have fun with. Kelsey is an onion that will get 6 inches in diameter. It's an incredible, it looks like a softball. And that was one that my dad always had fun just giving them away and looking at the face of the people when he gave them the onions. It's not a winter keeper. But it's an onion that, as it starts to grow and it gets to be some good size to it, in the middle of the summer, you just pull one or two and chop them up, fry them on the charcoal stove or the gas grill. Put that on top of a hamburger or on a hot dog. Fantastic. But it's the size. Now, if you're going to be planting the Kelsey, these, again, they're like a big grass plant. You're going to put them about 6 to 8 inches apart. If it's your first time, put them 6 inches apart. And what I do is, instead of putting them in a straight line, I'll put them off center. So the first one I put in, I'll draw a line with some string in the garden. I'll put one to the right of the string by about 2 inches. The next one, I measure 6 inches. I go to the left of the string by 2 inches, and I keep doing that. It gives them a little bit more room to grow. But you got to try this Kelsey. Either you can buy it as a seedling or start your own, and now is the time to do it. You may not find the Kelsey onion in packages of seed. You'll have to go to a catalog, but I'll tell you, you will love this. Just to look on people's face when they see how big it is. After this break, I'll tell you how to grow them. And if you need some help, call us. We're here for you this morning. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt, pressure treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you need some help, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. If you're having your first cup of coffee, looking at the Sunday paper, and saying, oh, I don't want to go out and shovel the snow yet, well, we're going to give you some ideas for that spring garden. We're talking about the big onions. They're not winter keepers, but they are fantastic tasting. And my dad used to grow one called Kelsey, but there's another one that's big also. It's called Alyssa Craig, and it's spelled A-I-L-S-A. C-R-A-I-G, Alyssa Craig. Now, this are going to have to buy the seedlings, or the seeds rather, from a seed catalog. And this Alyssa Craig, if you can really pamper this plant, feed it, give it plenty of water, and I always mulch around them. To control the weeds. This Alyssa Craig will get up to be 5 pounds. Now, I'm not kidding you. These are big onions. But either Kelsey or Alyssa Craig. And get them started as soon as you can. Now, here's some of the things that you need to know about growing onions. It takes about 10 weeks from the time you plant the seed till you put it out in the garden. So if you start them March 1st, you can put them out in the middle of May. So if you can start them now, then you'll put them out in early May. It doesn't matter, but, you know, get them started as soon as you can. And this Alyssa Craig, you've got to put those so that they're 8 inches apart. Kelsey can be 6, and your standard onions, the red and the yellow and the white, those are all winter keepers.
they would go about 4 to 5 inches apart. And they're really fun to grow. So you need to have, by seed, 8 to 10 weeks to get them started. Okay? If you're planting them in rows, you want to put the rows about a foot apart. Give them plenty of room to grow, and it'll make it easier for you to walk between the rows if you give them that much space. And they're a type of plant that requires about an inch of water per week. So they need some good irrigation. And in my garden, I try and water a couple times a week. I let it run for about an hour, and then I'll move it depending on, you know, the size of the garden. But leave it run for about an hour. If you did that twice a week, that would be great. And mulching on top of the ground. Now, what I do is, as I mow the grass, I'll rake it. When I'm done, take those grass clippings, and I'll scatter it right down the row, and right around the plant, and it will create a skin. I'll put it about an inch deep, right down the rows and between the plants, and it really helps to minimize the amount of weeds that come in. So that's one. You got to control the weeds. Number two, an inch of water per week, and then the other thing is, this is a plant that loves phosphorus. So at the time of planting, and then again midway through the year, and what I do is I buy a product called Superphosphate. It's a 0-20-0. And I'll scatter it in the planting bed at the time of planting. Scratch it into the soil, cut my trenches to put the seedlings in, and then I'll do it again in July. Now, the onions are ready when the greens start to fall over. They turn brown and they fall over. If you pick them before they turn green, before they turn brown and fall over, they're not going to keep in storage as long as you can. So let them turn brown before you pick them. You can pick them green and eat them. And if they make a flower, pull them out. It's bolting. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt, pressure treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you have a question for me, just pick up the phone. It's nice and quiet. Everybody is still asleep, except for you looking at the Sunday paper. And if you live in the Northeast, a little bit of snow coming down. The number here is 855-660-4261. Now, we're talking about onions. And one of the things that you need to know is they don't like to be planted deep. If you can plant them shallow and the bulb can develop just on top or a little bit below the soil line, they're going to be bigger. They have trouble if your soil, especially if you've got a clay-type soil, in getting bigger because they got to push that soil away. So what we would do is we would dig a little trench with a trowel and set the seedling in 1 inch. The trench was 1 inch deep. That's it. And you'd set it in, put your soil around it, firm it, and then measure 4 to 6 inches or 8 inches, depending on the variety. But they like to be shallow. And what happens is, as the onion gets larger and larger, the growth will actually develop above the ground. And the only thing that will be there will be the roots. Now, they like water. So, in your trench, put a little bit of soil moist. And soil moist is a water retention pellet. It looks like rock salt, but it will expand 200 times and it absorbs water. And your roots will grow towards it. It will attach itself to the soil moist. And when it needs water, it will pull it right out of that little piece of jello. That's what it looks like. And that way, if you have a really hot summer, which is good for the onions, it will have plenty of water. So always put a little bit of the soil moist in the trench that you dig. And I'll use an organic fertilizer. Espoma has a product called Garden Tone. And I'll put that in the trench at the same time. And just before I plant, I'll take my fingers and I'll kind of mix it up in the soil. And then set my seedling right in the middle of it. But it works great. And keep it shallow, plenty of water, a little bit of phosphorus, and feed every couple of weeks. And that feeding every couple of weeks is going to make a big difference. Now, try the Espoma Grow. That's what it's called, Espoma Grow. And the beneficial microbes that come with it. But I'll tell you, if you've never grown onions, they don't take a lot of room, but they produce very, very heavy. And again, if you want to keep them through the winter, you cannot pick them when they're green. When you pick them up and they're green, use them. But if you want them to keep over the winter, let them turn brown, the stem fall over, and you think, oh, wow, they look terrible. Well, that's what you want. You want them to look like that. And then, once you see they've all fallen, pull them out, shake off the soil that's around them. And what I do is I'll just set them right on the grass near the garden. And as long as there's no rain, I'll let them sit on the grass for a day or two. And that will kill back the root system. Because if you put them in storage and the roots are all white and they begin to fall apart, it's going to create moisture and you're going to get some rotting. So I let them sit until the roots have turned brown, and then I will cut the stem so it's about an inch in height from the top of the bulb. And let it sit for another day or two. And then I'll put them in a storage area and harvest them as I need them. But onions are good, and the flavor compared to the supermarket is much, much better. And the yield is really, really good. So try that. Now, the next family of vegetables, they have their own name. They're called the cold crop. And these are vegetables that like to be put in the garden while the weather is still cold. They do benefit from it. So when you're driving around town and you see that they're selling pansies at your local nursery garden center, they're also going to have available at that time, or at least they should, your cold weather crops, which are broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, and you may even have some kale seedlings. But the big four, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, and Brussels sprouts. Oh, celery, the same thing. Now, these crops like to go in when the weather is cool. So, pansies are going to go in during April. And that's when you want to plant those five cold weather crops. And you want to get them in to give them some time. And last year, for example, a lot of people, because the weather was so bad during April and even a lot of May with a lot of rain, a lot of cold weather, they put it off. So did I. And what happens, my Brussels sprouts, for example, that should be at least 3 feet tall in your garden in the fall, mine were only 18 inches. Because I didn't put them in until the 10th of June. Way too late. Cauliflower and a broccoli, they did okay. But they didn't get to be as tall or as wide. They didn't produce as much. And I would say probably as much as a third less. The cauliflower head, normally you get close to 10, 12 inches, were more 6 to 8 inches. because they went in too late. So you want to try and get them in the garden early. And that will make a big difference on the size and the quantity. And Brussels sprouts, the same thing. Make sure they get in the garden early. That's the secret. So you're going to start them during March, all five of them. And when you're keeping them in your house, start them warm. And if you have a heating cable that you can put underneath the tray to warm up that soil to speed up the germination, that's great. But once your seedlings get to be about an inch in height, then you want to start to cool down the temperature where you're growing them to give them a chance to have a thicker stem and to stay squatty and short and compact so that when you put them out, it can just explode. So you start them during March. And again, this coming Thursday in the newsletter, it will be all about vegetables, when to start them, and a lot of tips like that. And like the onions, all of these plants like moisture, so that they should get a good inch of water per week. Now, you're saying, well, that's a lot of water. Well, if you want production, then you're going to have to give it plenty of water. And I dig my holes and the broccoli and the cauliflower, I plant the seedlings 18 inches apart and 18 inches between the rows, because a good-sized broccoli plant will get to be 18 inches in width, in diameter. And once the foliage comes out, I mean, it's going to be a nice, solid mass. And you're going to plant them a couple feet apart. So one row of broccoli, one row of cauliflower, a couple feet apart. Brussels sprouts, make the rows 3 feet apart, because they're going to get big. And it's not uncommon to have a Brussels sprout plant to have a diameter, a spread of at least 2 feet, if not more. So when you plant them, put a pinch of the soil moist granules. I want you to put some compost and really blend that really, really well. Get it in there. And then what I like to do, set my seedlings in, and when they're all in, I'll make a watering can full of the Espoma Grow with the beneficial microbes. And I will really saturate. So what in the early stages, I make like a little saucer around each plant. Just pull some of the soil from the row and make like a 2-inch saucer. And that way you can take your fertilizer and put it right in that little bowl. I also get some protolyzer. Now, protolyzer has got 60 beneficial microbes. And if you can hit them 3 or 4 times during the year, you're going to have cabbages that will be over a foot in diameter. You'll have cauliflower that will be huge. You'll have broccoli. Now, what a lot of people don't realize is if they've never grown broccoli before, they're accustomed to going to the supermarket. And in the supermarket, you buy a head of cauliflower, and the head itself is between 8 and 10 inches in diameter. And that's great. And cauliflower, for example, you get one head. And once you've harvested that big white head, then you dig up the plant and plant something else. And what I'll do is I won't harvest the cauliflower until July, August, just depending on the weather and the year. And when that row is empty, I mean, I'll put down a dozen plants in that row. And when that row is gone, I will plant a row of string beans for the fall. And by planting your string beans in early August, you have all of August, all of September, and into October. So now you're getting a fall crop, two in the same area. Broccoli, on the other hand, you're going to get a good size head, and probably about 6 inches. Broccoli and all of your cold weather crops, they love a lot of organic matter. So if you've got compost, work that compost into the soil, or instead of making a 6-inch hole with a trowel, make it bigger. Put a whole shovel full of compost right in that hole. Your soil moist to help retain moisture, and then some of a granular fertilizer to give them, and then feed them with the fertilizer and grow fertilizer.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap Seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt pressure treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious
meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. We're talking about the cold weather crops, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, and celery. Now, these are all plants that you're going to start in March. And go to the newsletter this coming Thursday. It will have a lot of tips on every vegetable and when to start them and so forth. So all of your crops on your broccoli, cauliflower, lettuce are going to need to be spaced about 2 feet apart. Your Brussels sprouts are going to need a little bit more, and cabbage will need a little bit more space, too. Now, they need put down your soil moist in the hole, blend it in with the compost, and, you know, just don't put a handful. Put two or three handfuls of it. And when I plant these cold weather crops, I don't use a trowel. I use a shovel. And I dig a hole with a shovel. I'll put a full shovel of compost right in that hole. And then I'll add some manure of some type, a little bit of soil moist, and then a little bit of the Garden Tone fertilizer from Espoma with the beneficial microbes. And I'll put them in. Make a little saucer, a little ring. Now, the ring, don't worry about it. The ring is there for the first 2 or 3 weeks so that you can concentrate more water right around that root system to help it to get started. And once I get everything planted and I make the rings, then I'll take the Espoma Grow with the beneficial microbes, and I'll fill that bowl with it, and it soaks in. And I'll tell you, try skipping every other one, or just leave one without it, and see the difference in what it looks like. But we were talking cauliflower, you get one crop, and that's it. Broccoli will start to harvest in mid-June, and it will continue to produce until you've had a good killing frost, some years until December. Now, you get a big head early, you cut the big head, and then little side shoots will develop nonstop. It'll be between an inch and 2 inches in diameter. And you want to pick them tight. You don't want them to have yellow flowers, because what you're eating on Brussels sprouts, on broccoli, is the flower of the plant. Those are the actual buds. That's what we're eating. So you go out there every day. And what I do is I'll bring a Ziploc bag. I'll cut all the mature heads, throw them in the Ziploc bag when I have enough. Then we'll cook them, or we'll use them as a dip. And again, broccoli is nonstop. Brussels sprouts, one crop a year. The one thing that Brussels sprouts loves is, again, a lot of organic matter. They like to be fed every couple of weeks. So all of your cold weather crops, just take the grow and really soak those areas right around the plant. And they'll get a lot bigger for you. And it does make a big, big difference. And it's building up the soil at the same time. Now, your celery can be picked when it's young, or you can let it get large and tall. And what you need to do is you need to blanch it. And blanching in the gardening world is making the green celery turn white. If you pick the celery and it's green, it's going to be stringy and it's going to be tough. So when you see that the celery is the size that you prefer, you bring out the newspaper with you, and you bring out some string or some big elastics. You take your newspaper, you open it up, both pages, fold it in half, grab a hold of your celery, and wrap it with newspaper. And once it's really good and covered, put an elastic or some string on it, and the newspaper will create shade. It won't get any light. And the green coloration will die, it will turn white, and the taste will be unbelievable.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.